it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Well, a little bit chilly, a little bit windy in Cleveland on this Saturday afternoon. But it looks like a good day to pitch because right now the wind is blowing in. The game time temperature, 64 degrees at the moment. But, yeah, the Orioles and Indians here today in game two of a three-game series. Now, the Indians have won 16 consecutive games. Last night they threw their 17th shutout so far this season. And, by the way, the last four games in this ballpark, the Indians have thrown four shutouts. So they've gone 37 innings without giving up a run in this ballpark. And today, Gabriel Ynoa will make his first big league start for the Orioles. The skipper, Buck Showalter, with Rock Kubatko when we continue with the manager's report right after this.
Rock Kubatko with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on this afternoon's manager's report. Buck, last night, Mike Clevinger with the six scoreless innings. What was it about him that was making him so difficult?
Well, just command of the fastball and, down away at will and taking some liberties with a liberal strike zone and, the pitching at the bottom of the zone, what the umpire's perception of the bottom of the zone was, and just filling it up. And we talked many times on this show and during the season about fastball command. And yesterday was a good example, a lot like their whole pitching staff.
And with Wade Miley, and I know he's always going to look back on a leadoff walk, but really, did it come down to just the one pitch to Encarnacion, otherwise a pretty good effort for him?
That's a good way to look at it. That's the way I choose to look at it. You know, obviously Encarnacion's been doing that to a lot of people that make mistakes, but did kind of put us in a hole. But I like the fact that he, pitched real well for the most part after that and gave us a chance to get back in it, but we just didn't mount much offensively.
Trey Mancini had two of the four hits. Do you kind of keep learning more and more about this kid when you see him two outs, ninth inning of a 5-0 game, and line a ball up the middle like that, still battling each at bat?
Yeah, because there's a big karma. So, fans are on their feet, big crowd, they're waiting for the last out. Here we go. And he sticks his nose in there. And those are the type of things that get your attention about, the type of player that he can be. And I've said many times, Rock, I've been so impressed with the way he's responded defensively in left field. And that I think the work that he's put in tells you a lot about him. I don't think he's going to get comfortable with his success.
Rock Kubatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Today's manager's report. Wellington Castillo was a late scratch from the lineup last night. He's back in today. What happened with him?
Oh, about, I guess about 6 o'clock, 5:30. I was called off the field in batting practice. His wife was going to the store with his two young kids and got rear-ended in Baltimore by a car, obviously, that kind of shook him up and didn't really know what was going on. And we got a flight for him to go back. You understand this is a young lady in Baltimore not speaking the language and kind of feeling by herself. So Wellington, we want to support and if he needed to go back. But the more we got our arms around it, got the resident agent, got some people involved, including Manny's wife, Yane, and it was... You really don't say minor accident, but he wasn't obviously in a good frame of mind to catch, and there was a possibility that he was going to have to fly home, so that was the reason for the scratch. But it seems like everything's okay today.
Today's lineup already creating a buzz among Oriole fans. Austin Hayes making his debut. When did you decide to put him in there, and why today against Tomlin?
A buzz? Really?
One of the top prospects. It's much anticipated debut.
Really? He's already made his debut. Anyway, this guy's a reverse split. He has more trouble with right-hand hitters than he does left-handers. I was looking for a spot to get him out there for a game, just like I do all of them. They'll all get a chance to play, just like Santander has. And just got to pick your spot. And we thought this was a good spot. Unfortunately, we don't have many left-hand starters against us, even though we hope that down the road he's going to be able to hit both. But this is a good matchup for us as a team.
And also, what about the decision to start Gabriel Ynoa today, his first start with the Orioles, 5 relief appearances?
What kind of as opposed to who? Right. We think that, it was either he or Mike Wright, and we had to use Mike in relief, and Gabe was set up to pitch here and coming off two real good outings in AAA and a good relief outing here. So we felt like he was our best option.
Thank you, Bucks. Take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Chris Tillman these days is working out of the Oriole bullpen. Saw him last night, came in, faced one batter, and struck him out. Tillman in the bullpen and he will visit with Ben McDonald when we continue with our warm-up show right after this. Right, back in Cleveland on this Saturday afternoon, and hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel with Ben McDonald, and today, game two of a three-game series. Orioles are today trying to find a way to slow down the Cleveland Indians. They've won 16 consecutive games. That's a franchise record. And last night, coming off their 17th shutout so far this season. So it should be interesting. Right-hander Gabriel Ynoa today will make his first Orioles start. I mentioned Chris Tillman these days out of the Oriole bullpen, trying to get his act together again. Last night came in. He faced one batter, and he struck him out. So Ben McDonald, I thought it'd be a good idea to sit down with Tillman and converse. So you're going to hear that conversation when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
Ben McDonald here on the Orioles radio pregame show just before game two. Cleveland Indians beat the Baltimore Orioles last night, 5-0 shutout. Indians won their 16th game in a row. Orioles will look to even the series. On the mound for the Indians today, Josh Tomlin versus Gabriel Ynoa will go his first start as an Oriole. But talking to the big right-hander today, Chris Tillman. Chris got 18 starts on a year three relief appearance. Let's talk a little bit about how about the adjustment from, I know routines for starting pitchers are you go through your routine, and then all of a sudden now in the bullpen kind of back and forth, and if you listen to Buck talk about it, I mean, you're not going to be there all year long. He's going to kind of play matchups along the way, so you never know when your next start's going to be. But how big of an adjustment has it been for you going from a starting rotation into the bullpen?
It's a huge adjustment. I think, as you mentioned, that being a starter your whole life, you got the whole routine locked in, and you do the same thing every 5 days. And when you're out in the bullpen, you know, you kind of – you never know what's going to happen. So, you know, you're a little more of an open mind, show up to the field ready to pitch every day. And, you know, I think that's the only way you could go about it is keep yourself ready to go.
Yeah, you certainly have done that, have been ready to go. You had a relief appearance last night, faced one batter, struck him out. And, yeah, I was just wondering, have you had to kind of cut back your warm-up routine? Because normally as a starter, again, you get X amount of pitches, whatever you want to get ready. Now all of a sudden the phone rings, you're up. And so have you had to just kind of slow down a little bit and maybe kind of get to the breaking ball a little bit faster and maybe heat it up a little bit quicker than usual?
Yeah, it's a completely different deal. You know, as a starter, I know exactly what I'm going to do from pitch one to pitch 30 in the bullpen. You know, I've always done the same thing my whole life. And now it's talking with Odie and Britt and Brocky and those guys. You know, it's more of a get yourself loose as fast as you can. Not really worried about where it goes or how it goes or what's happening. And then, you know, once you're loose, then you can work on trying to dial everything in.
How about like tubing, cuffs, stretching out? I mean, is there kind of an idea when you know you might be able to get in a ball game, so maybe you get up and start moving around just a little bit more, maybe to cut back on tosses a little bit?
You know, yeah, being in my position, I kind of have an idea of when it'd be probably either when we're down some or up some. You know, not necessarily in a close game, because we got some of the best in the business for those situations. You know, yeah. So. You know, I know my role, and so anytime the game's getting out of control one way or the other, or extra inning games, get myself ready. But for the most part, you do your exercises and most of that stuff post game to keep your shoulder and your arm where it needs to be.
Right. Well, let's change gears a little bit. Hurricane Irma bearing down in Florida. You live down in the Sarasota area, man. A lot of concern right now. I know you got a house down there right near the water. We were talking about that. What kind of, you know, what's going on? You got your family and everything as much as you can get out of there right now?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, everyone's kind of getting out of Dodge. I think I got my wife and kid in Baltimore. Her parents are in Tampa. I think they're going to wait for this next update to see what they want to do. But as you know, there's not a whole lot you can do. You know, you're kind of at the, you know, kind of just wait to see what Mother Nature brings. You can't predict. You can't. You're just trying to make adjustments. So we'll go. We'll see how it goes. See what happens. We've got some people checking on the house, and we'll make the adjustments and move on.
Yeah, you said you got some buddies, you know, first responders that are down there that are actually going to try to ride it out in the Sarasota area. So they're kind of riding by your houses and other houses as you go through this process. And I guess nobody really knows what the storm surge is going to be or how bad it's actually going to be. So certainly hope for the best. And I'm guessing I heard you say something about your tractor. You ever get your tractor out of there? Or you get your tractor on the other side of the state?
Yeah, my tractor's on the other side of the state. Hopefully she's sitting pretty. she won't be too wet. And you know, I think the tractor will be okay. More worried about the West Coast side of it. You know, we got some people. You know, Einar on this team has got a house there. Zach Britton's got a house there. You know, our old rotation mate Miguel Gonzalez got a house there. So we got a lot of people that are right in the middle of this thing. So try to get through it and get past it as long as no one's hurt or, you know, affected too much by this. Well, we can move on.
Yeah, certainly everybody, a lot of folks like you mentioned on this ball club, you know, Richie Bansell's family down in the Keys right now, and of course they're all evacuated. Of course spring training complex down in Sarasota too is probably going to take a beating as well. But all right, there the Orioles will look to even the series on game two against the Indians. Chris Tillman, the big right hand, appreciate you joining us on the Orioles Radio pregame show.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me.
With Ben McDonald, Ben, one thing is certain about Josh Tomlin, the Cleveland starter today. One way or the other, he's going to get it done quickly. He's a fast worker. He throws a lot of first pitch strikes, and he doesn't walk anybody.
Yeah, it's a good combination. You know, I mean, everybody, the defense likes to play behind a guy that works fast, and I think hitters like to go up there and swing at first pitches a lot of times, and that's probably what you're going to see tonight. You talked about his first pitch strikes. He's second in baseball, only behind Clayton Kershaw. In first pitch strikes, likes to work fast, throws a lot of strikes. The knock on him is, look, a lot of his pitches are the same speed. The fastball is not a power fastball. Only one of 14 pitchers in baseball last year, starting pitchers, that didn't average at least 90 miles per hour. So the cutter, the fastball, all about the same speed.
Oriole baseball is next. Right, hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel with Ben McDonald back in Cleveland in the loss column this afternoon. Orioles now suffered their third straight defeat. Well, the Indians, they win their 17th consecutive game. My goodness. And they win this one by a score of 4-2. Now, the Orioles today, they won the first two innings, 1-0. But after that, the Indians came back, and they won the game by a couple of runs. But Ben, Gabriel Ynoa made the start today. Hey, he did a good job, kept the club in the game, and at least gave him a chance to win this thing.
No, I really liked his stuff. I mean, we saw a fastball that got up to 97 miles an hour, pretty good slider at times, you know, and he was right there, kind of like Wade Miley last night, just in the crucial part of the game with two out and runner in scoring position. Just Cleveland's just too good right now. They found a way to get a base hit and push both Miley and Ynoa out of the ballgame. I thought the relievers for the Orioles did pretty good. Michael Givens, you know, did his job, and O'Day gave up a solo home run, but Hart was good, and so was Brad Brock. And Orioles strike out 9 against a very good team, only walk 1, and really pitch good enough to win today. But, you know, when you look at you talk about this Indians pitching staff, it's really good right now, Joe. I mean, and Tomlin was good. He gave up a couple runs in 5 innings. But look at the relievers and what they did. So you add it all up for the relievers for the Indians in 2 games now. Last night and tonight, the relievers have combined to go 7 innings, only allowing 2 hits, no runs, not walking a batter, and 11 strikeouts in 7 innings for the relievers. So that's how good they are right now. The offense is good enough. And the Orioles just offensively right now, as good as they've been, August, they were the best team in baseball in August at scoring runs. But this Indian pitching staff is just too good. And what the Orioles have managed, what, 2 runs now?
Yep.
And only 9 hits in 18 innings against the Indians right now. So, you know, without scoring some runs, the pitching was good enough today to win, but the offense just not there for the Orioles. And that's what happens when you run into the best pitching staff in the American League.
Well, you mentioned Josh Tomlin. He gave up a run early on an infield single, but then after that, at one time, he retired 13 consecutive batters, so he came as advertised.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he filled up the strike zone. We talked about his ability to get ahead, and he did that today. I mean, he throws almost 70% first pitch strikes. He did that today against the Orioles. And, of course, Beckham hits a solo shot on him there in the 6th inning and chases him from the ballgame. And then we saw a slew of really good relievers in Smith and Breslow and Otero and Shaw and Allen. And, look, it was impressive for the Indians. And, yes, they're playing as well as a team can play right now. 17 wins in a row. It is good stuff to watch if you're a baseball fan. But, boy, if you're playing against them right now, it is tough sledding.
Yeah, that's a club record. In fact, talk about the Indian bullpen today. I mean, they ended the game. They got the last 10 consecutive outs, and they retired 12 of the last 13 batters. So that's a shutdown bullpen. Now, Ben, if you're the Orioles right now, I mean, you're trying to stay in the hunt in wild card contention. You've come to Cleveland, and in a way, you become a victim because right now nobody can beat the Indians. You lose the first two, and you have the finale on Sunday night in front of a national television audience. So if you're the Orioles, how do you handle this situation?
Well, you got to get the negative thoughts out of your mind. You got to forget about 17 in a row, what the Indians have done and what they've done to you the first two games. It's going to begin with Jeremy Hellickson tomorrow night for the Orioles. He's going to have to go out and find a way to put up some zeros early for the Orioles and let that offense for the Orioles hopefully heat back up to what they were just weeks ago. And if they can do that, Hellickson is on his ball game. You know, the Orioles can sneak out of here and win one of these ball games because the getting swept here in Cleveland would be disastrous going to Toronto after this and then having to deal with the Yankees 4 in New York after that. So the Orioles have to find a way to win tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow night to try and do it against Trevor Bauer, already a 15-game winner. Not Joe Angel, Bank of Cleveland. The Orioles actually won the first two innings here today. They won them 1-0 because, yeah, they took the lead in this game. In the first inning, one out, Manny Machado, an infield single. And then with two outs, Adam Jones a single. And then Mancini came up to hit, and that's when the Indians finally gave up a run in Cleveland. Mancini, ground ball up the middle behind second base. A lunging stab there by Lindor. The throw to first, too late to get the out. And so Manny comes in from third as Mancini beat that throw by an eyelash at first base. So for the moment, the run has scored. Let's see if the Indians want to challenge this. But if the run does hold, it'll be the first run the Indians have given up in this ballpark in almost 38 innings. And the run did hold up. And, yeah, the Indians have thrown four consecutive shutouts in this ballpark until that run. And then Gabriel Ochoa had a 1-0 lead, and he got off to a pretty good start. And now the 2-0 pitch. Hit, hard hit, ground ball, backhand by Davis. He's going to spin and then underhand the ball to Ochoa to get the out. Ben, that's a good start.
Perfect start for him. Not many pitches at all. The slider was good. The fastball was located well. The Orioles lead 1-0 after one.
Yeah, so, yeah, Ochoa, three up, three down. And then he came back with a 1-2-3 second inning. And then he retired the first batter in the third. So Ochoa today began his game with seven consecutive outs. But then Gomes got a base hit, and then Urshela came up to hit. And the pitch, the ball lifted to left center. Well hit. This ball is way back there. It's off the fence. Adam Jones bare hands to Karam. Here comes Gomes. He's being waved around. He will score. The ball back into second base. That's an RBI double, and he missed a home run by just a few feet off that wall, and it's a 1-1 game. Yep, so 1-1 at the end of three. Then came the fourth inning when Santana led the inning off with a double, and then with one out, that's when Bruce came up to hit, and that's when the Indians took the lead for good. As line drive, Scope jumps up, cannot take the play. That's a base hit. Well, here's Santana. He can crawl in. Base hit by Jay Bruce. The Indians have taken a 2-1 lead. Yeah, 2-1 lead. Meanwhile, Josh Tomlin, after giving up the run in the first inning, back with a bunch of 1-2-3s. In fact, retired 13 in a row until he went to work in the sixth inning. By then, he had another run to work with. With two outs and the bases empty in the fifth, that's when Chisenhall would single, and then Santana came up again. Fly ball, deep left field. Backing up is Mancini at the wall. That ball bounces off the scoreboard. And here's Chisenhall being waved in. Machado's relay is too late. The run scores. Santana, his second double of the day. And now the Indians are ahead 3-1. 3-1. And by then, Josh Tomlin had settled in. Remember, he got a 1-2-3 second, a 1-2-3 third. He got another 1-2-3 in the fourth inning. And then, guess what? In the fifth, he did it again. There comes the payoff. There's a chopper to short. There's Lindor again. He'll charge this one and then guns across to get the out. So against Tomlin, yet another ground ball out. And since giving up a run way back in the first inning, Tomlin has now retired 13 Orioles in succession. That's right. And then he went to work in the sixth inning. Tim Beckham was the leadoff hitter. His right-hander Josh Tomlin, after giving up a run back in the first inning, has been perfecto since. Beckham, fly ball, left field, pretty well hit. Backing up, Chisenhall, way back there. Wave it, bye-bye. Man, did he launch one there. Beckham, as in Reckham, he hit that ball a long way. And it's a one-run game. Indians ahead now, 3-2. But then Darren O'Day came out of the bullpen, and although he did a pretty good job, he made a mistake to Francisco Lindor. And that ball hit the deep right field. Way back is Hayes. Way back there, that ball is gone. That is a home run off the bat of Francisco Lindor. It landed maybe 8 rows in the right field bleachers. And now it's a 2-run game. 4-2 Cleveland. Man, with the Indian bullpen today, outstanding. Everybody they brought in got the job done. In fact, the Indian bullpen ended the game with 10 consecutive outs, and they retired 12 of the last 13 batters. And here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike came out. And he got him on a breaking ball. And the Indians keep on rolling. They've won 17 in a row. And the Orioles have now lost 3 straight. Orioles in Cleveland. And the patient is getting sicker. Right now, the Orioles are dying a slow death. Same 2 teams again tomorrow night. Orioles are trying to avoid being swept by the red-hot Cleveland Indians. Red-hot Cleveland Indians. Red-hot Cleveland Indians.